there comes honesty. I think that's the first like thing that penetrates a person's consciousness when looking at art, is honesty.
Right.
If it's honest, if it's truthful, then that's the first thing, you know.
Especially these days, like, it, because like a little kid can like draw a picture, and then that could be art, you know what I mean? That's their way of expressing themselves and whatever. But I just, like, these days, like, there's so many people that are, like, you know, they're very established, and they have, you know, they're very high up. And they're like, okay, they're the ones that consider what's good art and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's, like, a lot of people that, like, don't understand. They're like, oh, okay, because he says it's cool, then obviously it's cool, you know?
You know, that's how I think a lot of the galleries look at art, because they're businessmen. They're like salesmen.
Right.
For instance, there's a gallery in L.A. called, I think his first name is Donald Couturier.
Mm-hmm.
And he sells like Sam Francis prints and stuff to like corporations. And you know, there's a lot of money in that.
Right.
Because they're like, you know, they sell them for probably like $20,000 a piece or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody likes it because it's pretty and it's design and it has those aspects. And the people that are like selling it, and this is what I was trying to say, is that this guy Couturier, he hired a salesman, right? My dad, I know this from secondhand from my dad, that he was in there, and he sold like a $60,000 Paul Klee painting.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was like impressed because he saw him like work this guy, and essentially, and he asked the guy, you know, Couturier or whatever, he goes, where did you get this guy or something? He goes, oh, he's a shoe salesman.
Rich people seeing rich people's art. It's all money.
I know.
It is all fucking money. It is. It is. And like.
But like he said about being like an artist, all it takes is, you know, the humility to be rejected, you know, by people, and then you just keep sending your art in.
Right.
I mean, that's all it really takes. Mm-hmm. And some people really can't take rejection.
Why can't everyone participate in the art? Like, everyone can learn English. Everyone learns math.
It was sixth grade. That was this decisive time when you're either going to be an artist or not. Because you take that sixth grade art class that everyone was forced to take.
Right, and if you can't paper mache,
your art teacher didn't come up to you and didn't tell you, well, you have promised you should pursue this. So then that was the end of my art career.
I mean, we had, you know, just basic, like, arts and crafts, like glue cotton balls to a piece of paper and make a cloud or something.
It's cool to see people who, like, have been doing their own craft for a long time, and then they're just happy about doing it, and someone like,
yeah, totally.
They're like,
but those are the people who live in Venice and are like making sand mermaids, you know.
Whatever it is, anything that's creative and it's loved and it's not automatic, you know, it's not just automatic all the time. You feel like, you know, you're a machine working, but it's creative work, and I think that's really important. It's something that it's not acknowledged, admired, or are really pushed forward in America in general.
Modern dance is more like organic. It was more like, you know, to your own body.
It's like the way your body wants to move.
Yeah, exactly. It's your own body, and a lot of the time.
I think we all do modern dance in our room alone.
To create your own voice. Yeah, definitely. To try to stray away from influence, even though it's difficult. It's really creating a voice for yourself, and that's really through knowing yourself, and that's where it's kind of the release comes from, being creative and painting.
Yeah.
Guillermo Gomez Pena, he's like a performance artist, and he described art as embodied theory, or like just theory that you can make or present in some way.
Mm.
So I think that's pretty much what art is. If it's like you can extract some sort of meaning or expression or emotion from whatever you think art is, then that's think it's legitimate.
Imagine for a second, if all of us were kings, would there still be a reason to flaunt gold rings? Would there still be a drive to acquire nice things? Take a second to discuss how true this song rings. Does nice mean meaningful? Does nice mean cash? Does nice mean pussy? And does nice mean ass? If a paycheck wasn't what brought a man respect, would he still spend all his time waiting on deck? Need to fight the mellow out, and mellow out to fight till every baby got a place to sleep every night. It's not our fault, we're just pawns in the game. It's been along for too long, now what's gotta change? I'm not pointing blame at cats with big names. Babies born broke, was born to chase fames.
I think it's so good to question, but it's like sometimes I feel like I'm gonna like just go crazy because I'm trying to make sense of everything.
Rakim, I'm called to go back to the essence. It's a lot to learn, so I studied my lessons. I thought the ghetto was the worst that can happen to me. I'm glad I listened when my father was rapping to me. Back in the days, they lived in caves, exiled from the original man that strayed away. That's what I call hard times. I'd rather be here to exercise my mind.
Some people believe there's the other end where people believe that, that creative, being creative in itself is all comes from your brain or your mind or whatever, that it just kind of comes out or whatever. Then there's the other side, which I believe is it comes from, you know, exploring, from reading and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those things come together as an energy to create and to let go of thinking and all those processes. That's when they can really
explore. Anyone has that potential, you're saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, I always look at the sky and, like, think how it's different every day, and I think that's really beautiful.